USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration for what he says is a double standard in prosecutions. He says the Department of Justice went after January 6 protesters while going easy on activists and rioters and looters who attacked federal buildings in Portland following the murder of George Floyd.
There are a great many Americans who are understandably deeply concerned about the politicization of the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden.
Cruz speaking at a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
High inflation poses a significant threat to the jobs market. That's according to Jerome Powell, who testified before the Senate in his confirmation hearing for a second term heading the Fed Reserve. Powell promising to keep price spikes under control, even if that means raising interest rates. He suggested going forward that monetary policy would need to take a forward-looking view, keeping pace with the new post-pandemic economy. Hawaii's governor is confirming a booster shot will soon be required to be considered fully vaccinated under Hawaii's Safe Travels Program. That means those traveling without proof of a booster dose will have to quarantine for 10 days after landing on the islands. That's unless they present a recent negative COVID-19 test result. The governor saying the change is at least 2 weeks away from becoming official, the state wanting to give people a heads up before making an announcement and confirming a date. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is defending his prosecutorial policies just days into his term after he sent a memo citing some crimes his office won't prosecute. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, joins Fox News and says under his watch, prosecutors like Bragg would not be district attorneys.
We continue to see this not just around Penn Station, not just around Manhattan, but all around the state. And what the Manhattan district attorney has done has only incentivized criminals with his memorandum to his assistant district attorneys. I really think the governor needs to stand up now and remove Alvin Bragg. Remove any district attorneys. We don't have recall like they do in San Francisco and Los Angeles with those district attorneys. So our recourse is to have the governor get up. If I'm governor, I can tell you any of these DAs who choose to be complicit in this crime, I will fire them on day one.
The first pig to human heart transplant takes place.
A Maryland man has lived for 3 days with a pig heart beating inside of his chest. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery performed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In the 9-hour surgery, doctors replaced the heart with one from a 1-year-old 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.